Title: Base and Stab Conversation Masterclass with Stock Devices Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most This Is Drama and Base composition tricks you can learn, making your bass line and your stabs talk to each other. Because in Rolling DNB, the bass isn't just a sound, it's a character. And the stabs, they're that other character replying, hyping the groove, dropping little harmonic clues, and keeping the loop evolving without you needing to add 10 more tracks. We're staying stock Ableton devices only, and by the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop loop at around 174 BPM that already feels arranged, not just looped. Let's set this up clean and fast. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a few tracks. Make a MIDI track called Bass Sub, another MIDI track called Bass Mid, another MIDI track called Stabs, and bring in your drums however you like. A drum group with kick and snare and a break is perfect. Then make an audio track called Bass Bus. This is just going to be our group bus using routing. Route Bass Sub and Bass Mid into Bass Bus. You don't have to do it this way, but it's a pro workflow move because it lets you sidechain and control the bass as one instrument. Optional: make a music bus for stabs if you want to keep it tidy. Not required. Cool. Now we build the conversation from the ground up. Step 1 is the sub, and I want you to think of a sub like the body language of the groove. It should be confident, consistent, and it should absolutely leave space. If your sub is constant noise, there's no room for a reply from anything else. On bass sub, drop operator. We're going super clean. Set operator to an A-only algorithm, just one oscillator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Set it to mono, one voice. Keep it tight. Leave glide off for now. Now add a saturator after operator, and this is subtle. You're not trying to distort it into a mid bass. You're just adding a little harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers. Try drive around 2 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz just to remove unusable rumble. And only if it's boxy, you can do a tiny dip in the 200 to 300 range. But don't start carving this out of fear. Start simple. Now the pattern. This is where the whole lesson really lives. Make a one-bar MIDI clip and loop it. Pick a key like F or G to keep it classic for DNB. Let's say F for the example. Use a 1/16 grid. And we're going for a roller spine rhythm. Here's the vibe. Syncopated hits that pull forward, but with holes. Put hits on the downbeat, then a couple quick syncopated touches. Then leave gaps where the stabs can answer. You don't need to copy my exact rhythm forever, but here's a good starting shape. A hit right on 1, a couple syncopated hits early in the bar, something to push into 3, then a late hit toward the end of the bar. The most important rule: make sure there are at least 2 rests in that bar. Real rests. Silence. That silence is going to become your arrangement tool. Now step 2, the mid bass. This is your personality layer. The sub is the foundation. The mid is what actually speaks in the club. On bass mid, drop wavitable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes, lean it towards sawish. You want harmonics. Oscillator 2 is optional. If you add it, keep it low in volume. This is not a super saw track. It's a controlled mid layer. Filter. Go LP24. Start your cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz. We're not trying to be bright yet. Drive on the filter, just a little, like 2 to 5. That small drive adds edge. Now the amp envelope. This is key for conversation. Fast attack. Basically instant. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. That shape makes it hit and then get out of the way. That is exactly what you want in this style, because it creates pockets naturally. Now a movement and control chain. Still stock. Add saturator, a little stronger here, like 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter, LP12. Add a small envelope amount, like plus 5 to plus 15, so each note has a little wah or talk at the front. That's movement without needing LFO chaos. Then EQ8. And this is important. High pass the mid bass around 120 to 180 Hz. Let the sub own the true low end. Optional compressor if you want tone control. Keep it gentle. Ratio around 2:1. Slower attack like 10 to 30 ms. Medium release. Now MIDI relationship. Copy the sub MIDI into the mid bass to start. That instantly locks the groove. Then do one of the most important composing moves in this whole lesson. Remove a few mid bass notes where you want stabs to play. Not the sub. The mid. The sub can keep the floor moving, while the mid gets out of the way so the stab can answer. Also, for variation, pick one note in the bar and jump it an octave, maybe once every 2 bars. That octave reply is a classic DNBWO moment when used sparingly. Now step 3. The stabs. This is your reply lane, your hype lane, your harmonic cue lane. But stabs only work if they have their own register and they don't bully the bass. On stabs, drop operator again. Set it to N a plus B algorithm, both as carriers. Osc A. Saw or square. Osc B. Saw. Detune Osc B around 5 to 15 cents. That tiny detune is instant width and attitude. Now the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay around 250 to 600 ms. Sustain at 0. Release 80 to 200 ms. So it hits. It speaks, it exits. Now here's the speedrun trick to get actual chord stabs without drawing chords. Add the chord MIDI effect before operator. Set the first shift to plus 3 semitones, and the second shift to plus 7. That gives you a minor triad off a single note. Super fast, very DNB. Now shape the stab into its own lane in the mix. Add auto filter, set it to band pass. This is one of the most classic ways to make stabs sit. Frequency somewhere from about 500 Hz up to 2.5 kHz, and resonance around 0.6 to 0.85. Adjust until it sounds like it's inside the track, not on top of it. Then add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted for a skippy jungle feel. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Inside echo, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. We want the echoes to be space, not mud. Add reverb. Short and controlled. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. High pass the reverb to 300 to 600 Hz. Wet somewhere like 8 to 18%. Less than you think. In fast music, reverb stacks up quickly. Then finish with EQ8. High pass the stabs around 150 to 300 Hz so they never fight the bass. If they're harsh, consider a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Don't destroy the presence. Just tame the bite. Now the stab rhythm. This is where most people mess up. So let's be strict. Your stabs are answers. So place them in the holes of your bass. Try these common reply placements. Just after the snare, slightly syncopated, and another late hit near the end of the bar like on the end of 4. Limit yourself. 2 to 4 stab hits per bar maximum. If you do 8, it stops being a conversation and turns into someone yelling over the bass line. Now step 4. Make it a real dialogue over 16 bars. Here's the trick. Dominance swaps. One part leads while the other supports, then they trade roles. You can do a full arrangement without adding a single new instrument just by swapping who gets to be bright, loud, and dense. Do this as a practical workflow. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Let the bass groove be full strength. Tabs are minimal. 1 or 2 hits per bar. Darker and more filtered. Bars 5 to 8. Response grows. Remove a couple mid-bass hits and put stabs in those pockets. Open the stab filter slightly. Not all the way, just enough that you feel the track start to speak. Bars 9 to 12. Bass takes the lead. Brighten the mid-bass filter a bit. Reduce stab density. Fewer stabs, but make them intentional. Bars 13 to 16. Peak and turn. Add one signature stab, maybe a slightly longer decay, especially around bar 16. Add a small bass fill in the last half of bar 16, maybe a quick 1/16 run or an octave jump, and do an echo throw. Automate echo feedback up slightly on that final stab so it throws into the next section. Now I want to give you a teacher trick that changes how you arrange priority moments. Pick one moment in each bar where something is the star. Maybe it's a brighter mid-bass hit. Maybe it's a stab with an echo throw. Maybe it's a single accent note. If you always have one headline moment, the loop feels exciting without feeling cluttered. Also, think in two bar phrases, not one bar tricks. Bar 1 says something. Bar 2 either answers it or sets up bar 3. A simple rule. In bar 2, change only one thing. Remove one hit. Swap one note or change a note length. Commit. That one change makes your loop breathe. Now let's glue it and make it bounce. Go to your bass bus and add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick. If you have a clean kick track, use it. If your kick is embedded in a break, you might want a cleaner trigger later, but we'll keep it simple. Start with ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. And this is tempo dependent, so adjust by ear. You want it to recover in time for the groove, not wobble weirdly. Set the threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If the bass starts breathing like it's gasping, your release is probably too long. Tighten it. Optionally sidechain the stabs lightly too, just 1 to 3 dB. So your kick and snare stay punchy and the stabs feel tucked in. Now low end control, on bass bus. Put utility. Keep the base mono. If you want a simple rule, keep the entire base bus centered. If you want to get fancy later, you can do mid-side tricks, but the point is, low-end wide equals low-end messy. For the stabs, you can widen them. Put utility on stabs and try width around 120 to 160%. If it starts feeling facey, bring it down toward 120 and let echo and reverb provide the space instead. Now some extra coach checks that pros do. First, define roles by register, not just EQ. Sub mostly below about 90 Hz. Mid bass living roughly 120 to 800. Stab zoning about 700 Hz up to 4K Hz. If you arrange those registers right, you'll do way less fixing later. Second, mute the drums. Yes, mute them. Listen to bass plus stabs quietly. If the groove collapses, you're relying on the break to do the musical work. Adjust the rhythms until you still feel that forward pull even without drums. Third, use velocity as language. Instead of adding more notes, give meaning to the ones you have. Make bass ghost notes around 40 to 70 velocity. Main bass hits 90 to 115. Stab accents can hit 100 to 127, but only for a few headline hits. If every stab is max velocity, none of them feel special. Now, if you want a few optional spice moves, still stock. For meaner stabs, try distortion order, saturator first, then the band pass filter. That can sound more aggressive because you're distorting, then carving the tone. For mid-bass growl without third-party plugins, try pedal in overdrive mode, lightly. Then EQ out harshness around 2 to 5 KAC. For a vocal, talk box Y edge on the mid-bass. Yes, corpus. Put corpus on the mid-bass, tube or membrane mode, tune it to your key note or an octave above, and blend it in at like 5 to 15%. Then EQ after it because corpus can spike resonances. This can make the bass feel like it's literally speaking. For more stable sub-levels, put a limiter very lightly on the sub or bass bus, just catching 1 to 2 dB on peaks. Not mastering, just leveling note to note so the groove doesn't feel inconsistent. And here's a sneaky ducking trick without compressor pumping. On the stabs track, add auto pan, but set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not panning. Rate 1/8 or 1/16, amount 10 to 30%. That gives you rhythmic breathing even if your sidechain is subtle. Now let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice that's going to make the stick. Write a one-bar sub-pattern with at least 2 real rests. This audio version is shortened for playback.